Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the second episode of SFL Live. I am your host, Q the Truth.
Oh, what's up with the silence?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man, I can hear you. Why you got quiet?
All right. Nah, the switchboard started freezing for absolutely no reason. Ladies and gentlemen, Steps is in the building. Chicago Bears owner,
yo,
former SFL champion. This is what he does.
What up, what up?
Believe B also called in. B, if you can hear me, say something. No doubt. And 443, that's Goins, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
I believe so.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm
Goins,
here. We good. All right.
I'm going to get to some of these questions, and then I'm going to shy away from that and go into the arc, so to speak, and then we'll double back with the questions, and then we can get like a little round table going. That's okay with you guys. First question, and we'll start Steps, B, and then Goins. So we start with Steps. When this game is actually played, who will win? Will it be the Eagles or the Redskins, and why?
The Eagles or the Redskins? Okay. I'm going to say the Redskins will probably win that game, but it'll probably be a lot closer than what everybody thinks.
Any particular reason why?
I just think that with some of these newer owners, with not knowing how they play, I see that the Eagles found a groove. They've won what? I want to say they've won two close games in a row. I believe so.
Okay.
But really, they're playing well. I know AC has one of the best rushing attacks over with the Redskins, but that defensive front for the Eagles, I played against them. It's pretty tough. I had to throw. I don't trust Kirk Cousins. That's the end of that. But I do think AC's defense will be able to get the key stops and win that game.
All right, what about you, B?
Redskins landslide.
Why in a landslide?
Well, I would have to say that he was on his terrible. And AC is not.
Fair enough. Goins, he's your boy.
Yeah, well,
can you answer this without bias?
No. I got you. So, I mean, I'm looking at the schedule. Right now we're in week 5. AC is 3-1. When he played week 1, who did he play? He played Jack. I mean, that was a close game. Then he played, he played the computer. That's when we had Tomb here. Then he lost to the Giants. Then he played the computer Browns, and then he got a computer win over me. AC hasn't played anybody. I don't understand why we give him such, like, you know, oh, he's so good, he just that, because back in the day, my boy Bryce about to go out there, handle business.
Oh my God!
As long as he don't throw them picks, my man Bryce gonna handle business. We need to stop putting these
picks.
People that's won in the past like on these pedestals like they can't be beat.
Did you see the last game
he's
that
not
he
that good? Huh?
Did you see the last game that he played?
Did I see the last game that Bryce played?
Yes.
Yeah, I seen it.
And you expect him not to throw picks?
We've talked about this.
For the
Bryce
record,
will be ready for this game tonight.
For the record, AC did play Jack. Just want to put that out there.
No, I said he played Jack. I said he didn't play.
No, I thought you said he played the computer. And then you said he didn't play anybody. But he's played Jack.
Two games.
He's played Gabe.
He lost
he's played Bonus. Okay.
That's two games.
All right, but so we got two Redskins and one Eagles, correct?
That Redskins bottom left spot.
that
what
I
makes
do
you
remember.
Say that?
Because the Eagles only is garbage. He's terrible.
I mean,
sorry, I
3-1 doesn't see, 3-1 doesn't sound terrible to me, but all right. I mean, so we're saying that is Mitch not good then? If the Eagles owner is terrible, is Mitch not good?
I guess not.
That's crazy. All right.
All right.
I just know the streaks in the game.
This is a real question. Like, this was really asked. I'm dead serious. we'll start. Well, same order, I guess. Actually, reverse order. Question was posed to me. Why is Goins a low-key Super Bowl sleeper?
Well, I like that
Goins,
question.
Plead your case. And Goins didn't
well, let's talk
pose
about
this.
It. I have had the best start. You know, right now I'm 2-3. I feel like I'm starting to, you know, really find my offense defensively. I think I'm there. Like, I feel like people sleep on the defense, but the defense is there. If you didn't see my 7-pick game versus the Raiders, you should probably go watch that. I feel like my offense is coming together. I mean, I already dropped 3 games, and I'm probably tied for second place in my division, but I still they're going to make that push. I mean, I see myself as that second tier in the league right now. Not too many people can fuck with me, to be honest. And, you know, people seeing me as a sleeper would be very, very, a very good, you know, observation. I like that question. That's a very good question.
All right, B?
I'm confused. Like, I don't
why
know
why. Why
are
you confused?
The question was, why is he seen as a Super Bowl sleeper?
Right.
I have no idea.
I like these
my
answers.
Bad,
right.
I just don't know why.
What about you, Steph?
He's not a sleeper.
All right. Next question. Seeing how LB is once again undefeated and in a division where he literally has no competition, is it safe to say that he has returned to prominence, or is it a matter of time until he runs into somebody in the playoffs? I'll start with Steps.
It's only a matter of time before he runs into somebody in the playoffs, and it'll probably be somebody in the NFC.
That's a
Super
Bowl.
Okay. What about you, B?
From what I've seen, I don't see nobody in the AFC that's competing with him right now. Honestly, I think he returned to what he was, sort of. Like, he's going to dominate the AFC, I think, pretty much, easily.
Not going. This is La Familia. I need you to, you know, speak on this.
Yeah, LB's been that guy. Ain't nothing changed. So, I mean, he's always there. He's going to make it again. Like B said, I don't think anybody in the AFC is really messing with him, to be honest. I already played him, and you know, he's just that guy.
All right. So one more question, and then we'll delve into the art thing. Do you feel as though Carolina can turn it around after having a 2-3 start? Is that wrong?
Of course.
All right, Rob, I'll let you answer this question. Do you think Carolina can turn around after a 2-3 start? After that, Boyne, you can answer.
I think he can. As far as I'm catching you, I doubt it. But I think he can turn the season around. Only 2-3. I mean, it's the beginning of the season. Still got the second half, too. Turn that around.
All right, what are your thoughts going?
Yeah, I think he has a really good team. Like, his roster is really good. I mean, Krim's not a bad player, so he can definitely turn around. I mean, the NFC's tough, but he'll be all right.
B?
What do you mean turn it around? Like, this is what he usually does. I think this is his pace. He is who we thought he was.
What about you, Steph?
I co-sign with B.
It's just that simple, huh?
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, no offense to Krim or nothing, man, but we've seen this time in and time out. He plays you tough, but then he, you know, lollygags throughout the rest of the season, takes L's where he doesn't need to be taking L's. He's going to be 7-9. I would say so as well. I would agree with B right there.
So he maxes out at 7-9?
Probably 6-10.
Ouch. Okay. One more quickly. Now that Gomes has Dallas, and that's his favorite team, where does he finish his season? You can't elaborate, B stats. What is Gomes finish?
Let me mention something. With the Vikings, before he left, he was 1-2, and that one win he got, he shouldn't even had that. And then he went to Dallas, got stomped out by Cincy. And then he barely won against somebody. I forget who. He's not that good this year because the drags can be covered. They can be game planned against. He doesn't know how to read down 10 yards down the field. He's terrible. He doesn't even use her that well anymore. Gomes is beneath Goings, beneath Krim now.
Oh, what? No, what the fuck? Why do you say beneath me? Like I'm below.
I feel a little differently.
You are below.
I think he'll finish second in that division because I mean offensively, I don't think he's that creative. But now he got an offensive line. He got a star receiver. He got a quarterback. I mean, his defense ain't that great, but I think he plays decent middle linebacker, especially like taking him to the middle of the field. I don't think it's enough for him to win a division. He won't do as good as he did last year, but I still think he's better than a lot of owners from what I've seen. I think he got outclassed by Rob. I think Rob is he's one of the better owners. And he got a team to go with it. So I think he could turn it around.
On a side note to what B was saying about Rob, I feel like the only other team in the AFC that can really compete with LB is, Rob. And just that's mostly because of his offense. With Tavon over there, it's kind of prolific now.
I ain't laugh off.
My defense is pretty good, too.
Yeah, your defense is okay. Your offense, though, is definitely one of the better offenses in the league.
I appreciate that, B. Yeah, I can thank B for that.
Yeah, I bet. All right. To switch gears for a second. You may have paid attention. You may have not paid attention. Over the course of a couple of months, and it's been building, and now we're almost here. Turk and Ark are finally about to play each other. Now, if you don't know anything about Turk, for whatever weird reason, Gomes is like his favorite person in the league. But he absolutely despises Ark. And they just got into it in the chat. And Turk disappeared and died for Turk's sins. But he ate a sense of being and he's back. Who
yeah,
wins
what?
This game? Oh my God. He's healthy again. Steps is back. Who wins this game going? Ark versus
between
Turk.
Well, to be honest, Charges I think Broncos. Turk and Ark on like on the same skill level, so it's up in the air. I'm gonna go ahead and say Turk. Turk has, I mean, the Broncos are just next level when it comes to men. I mean, especially on defense. So, I mean, I'm thinking about the Chargers roster, and I'm like, I mean, they really don't match up well. So I'm going to say Turk, but I wouldn't be surprised if Ark would win.
All right. What about you, Rob?
even though Turk doesn't have that defense, and I've never seen whatever this guy named Ark play, I will lean towards Ark. Because, you know, I did drop 50-something on that defense. I don't want to hear no excuses about it. But that's what I'm going to go with.
B?
I don't know, I guess.
Just that simple.
Any mind mode, anything you want to tell me, I'll let it go.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Steps, you may be biased, maybe not.
Yeah, go against the grain, Turk. I mean, Steps.
Who wins, Steps?
I'd also agree they're probably about the same skill level. Ark doesn't have Keenan Allen. The patch fixed up some deep plays and makes corners play better. So I'm pretty sure Travis Benjamin's not going to go crazy. I don't know, man. I really don't care, to be honest.
Man, it's like looking in the mirror.
Oh.
He doesn't want that slander.
No, I don't care. Because, I mean, it's not like either one of these teams are going to go to the playoffs. It's not like either one of these teams are going to do anything productive, even outside of this game. I mean, look, man, I mean, one of them is going to win the division. They're going to get, you know, go to the playoffs, very first game, take a L. It's going to be clockwork. So it's not really a big deal that we're talking about this right now.
All right, so let me ask you.
Damn.
Let's say by the grace of God, right, Turk makes it to the playoffs and he has to play LB. With LB's rather primitive offense, wouldn't you think Turk would actually have a shot to win that game? Anybody get it?
I feel like for those games, Turk does play a little better, but I think he would still lose. Turk makes too many mistakes on offense for LB to not capitalize and win a game like that. I couldn't see Turk winning against LB, Chan, Rob, who else is in the AFC? Jeez.
16 people.
I just couldn't see it, man.
Anybody else want to take a crack at that, Paul?
What was the question?
With LB's primitive offense, if Turk played him in the playoffs, does he have a shot of winning?
Hell no.
If he is,
I actually expected that from you guys.
I mean, it depends. How many hot routes is LB going to call at the line of scrimmage? Because that might frustrate Turk, and Turk may take an L just off of that.
Oh,
man.
That shouldn't even matter.
Because when Turk gets irritated, Turk doesn't play right. He doesn't focus when he's irritated. He's too busy thinking about himself, being upset, and then he ends up making mistakes. So seeing LB hot route about 2011 times at the line of scrimmage is just going to irritate him.
B, say what you were saying about the hot route.
What happened?
I said, finish what you were saying about the hot route.
I was saying the hot route we initially put in place because in a previous Madden, you can use 15 hot routes before you get to the line of scrimmage. That's the reason we put the hot route rule in place. I think it's pretty outdated because you have enough time to make adjustments on defense, especially if the opponent is hot route. Which brings me to another thing. I've been hearing complaints about owners quick snapping still. I said owner complained about the Dolphins saying that he was quick snapping. And from some streams that I've seen, it's still a problem. And before we go any further, I think owners really need to take some time out. And if you have to practice waiting, then practice it. Because you shouldn't be snapping it as soon as you get to the line of scrimmage or a second after you get to the line of scrimmage. Give your opponent 4 or 5 seconds to get adjusted. If you see your opponent defense is shifting or matching up a corner is running across the field to cover a wide receiver on the other side of the field, give them the time, give them the courtesy to get over this. This is not a lot. This is sim league gaming. Give your opponent that courtesy. So please stop quick snap. Thank you.
Very, very true. I just spoke with Miami last night, and we agreed he had some things he needed to work through in regards to that. So he's supposed to put in the effort. We'll see if it yields results.
It's not only him, though.
I understand that. I definitely understand that. But this episode will be posted in the chat a little bit later today. Or this evening, or whatever. Quickly, I need dark horses for the AFC and the NFC. And I'm going to start with Rob.
NFC. I would say Mitch.
Mitch. Yeah. Okay. And AFC?
AFC. Who's in AFC? Baby Chan.
All right. Going?
I don't know what he does.
Chan.
That's a Chan.
You said dog horses for the NFC and AFC, right?
Yeah, dog horses. Right.
I'm going to say NFC. I'm going to say the Giants. AFC.
Gabriel.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with the Texans.
Chain again. Okay. Steps?
NFC... NFC, I'll say Eagles. AFC, I'll say Titans.
Okay. B?
This is to make it to the title game. I'm at the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. the dark horse picks.
I would say AFC is Rob.
Okay.
And I would say NFC me.
Okay. All right. So this upcoming question will be the last one. We got 4 minutes left. I'll start with B. When does Atlanta lose their first game?
It depends. I don't know what the 2017 schedule. I don't know when that's generated, but from what I've seen,
Jesus Christ.
It would be probably sometime along that time.
Wow. Going.
I'm probably say week 10.
Eagles.
That's
huh?
against the Eagles.
Yeah, week 10. Week 10. I think we got an upset coming. So.
Week 10. What do you like? Coaching him?
Man, you I'm glad you passed these words. It's pretty good. Okay. We. Steps?
Going to the spring. You can play the spring, freezer. And, his boy is a candy boy.
That's a candy boy. That's cool. All right. Steps?
So,
yeah, answer.
See, I was going to say week 12 based on my prediction, but he may be checked out by then. So I'm going to say
week 12. Week 12.
Week 12
is Marv.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had him as a wild card, but the way that he's been playing, he may not make it that far. So
right,
I'm going to say week 14.
Is that B?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And Rob? Take the bedroom voice, please.
I'll say your next game in week 16. One of those two.
Either my next game or week 16?
Yeah.
What do I play week 16? I don't remember right now.
That's Krim.
That's Krim.
Oh, okay. So either Seattle, which I'll probably be playing very shortly, or Krim.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, we got about 60 seconds. Steps, anything you want to say? You'll get 15 seconds.
15 seconds. Nope. We going to bounce back. Chicago Bears, we out you. That's it.
B?
I'm Gucci.
You Gucci? Rob?
We out here winning the division like you said we will. We had a minor bump in the road, but, smooth sailing ahead.
I'm going.
The Ravens putting in that work. We're going to get back. Stop quick snapping.
Cool. All right, with the last 15 seconds, good luck to everybody when we advance. Young Matthew, in the memory of Pup, you might have to die, just like his foot did. We're going to see what's up out here in these streets, y'all. Next time, we'll holler at you. We're signing out.
Yeah.